that wasn't supposed to happen. Well, sorry, Bruce. We'll get back to you later. So that was Ali Fakhr Touré, and a track, I believe, from... I don't actually have the information right here. Whoops. it's juggling three different things at one time. We're joined now, not to worry about Bruce or Ali Fakhr Touré, we're joined by Leonard and Carmela Altamura, philanthropists who are responsible for, among other endeavors, the Altamura Center for Arts and Cultures, based up in Round Top here in the Catskill Mountains of Greene County. The center offers a variety of music and theater programs during the summer and fall, hosts the annual Summer Institute Encounters with the Masters, during which master teachers hand down to and share their experience, knowledge, and traditions with aspiring singers. So this coming weekend, we'll see the presentation of Henrik Ibsen's drama An Enemy of the People, as well as a program of bel canto music, including a pre-concert featuring the music of Chopin with pianist Laura Nocirio, if I have that right, and soprano Anne Tormella, followed by a performance of Leoncavallo's I Pagliacci, conducted by the 90-year-old maestro Anton Coppola. And we're very happy to welcome Leonard and Carmela Altamura to our broadcast.
Thank you, Ron. Yes. Thank you for your gracious invitation.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So I'd like to begin with a little history about your efforts. I understand that you started all of this back in 1970 with a school in Union City, New Jersey.
Right. It was a community school where we welcomed expatriates at that time and many, many people that made all the diversity, you know, that the county has. And out of that, we also began to include in the performances the professors who were coming from all over, from Europe, from Cuba. You remember that so many people came over. And I held that for 14 years until all the Cubans started to migrate to Miami. And then I wanted something serious. Our school was very serious, and the children, the population, you know, the turnover, they were not interested in the discipline. So I decided to go directly into the arts.
Okay. As I understand, then you and your husband, Leonard, you began this sort of more overarching organization, which I believe is called Intercities Performing Arts.
Performing Arts. And as you know, there's much in the word. When you use words, they actually sculpt what is going to happen. So you have, and I went because I said Intercities. We started to travel with the competition. I formed a competition, the Altamura Caruso International Voice Competition, which today is highly respected throughout the world, and we began to go to Europe. And our winners began to go to La Scala, to the Bolshoi, to the Met, and to all over the world. So, as you say, what's in a name? That's what's in the name, Intercities.
And then as we come up a little closer, I believe in 2000, you built the Altamura Center for Arts and Culture here or nearby in Round Top. Why did you choose the Greene County's Catskill region? What was
You know, it's strange. That it actually chooses me. I just happen. The grain grows where it falls, and in Hudson County, it was highly underdeveloped as far for all the immigrants coming in. And
Hudson in New Jersey.
Right,
Hudson County, New Jersey.
And
yes.
Lo and behold, I was going for years for a vacation up in Round Top, and I loved the area so much. I loved its simplicity, and I loved nature. And it just happened that we wanted to buy something for ourselves for a weekender. But that weekender never happened. The architects started to build a center, or the center kept expanding.
The weekender kept expanding. Yes.
Yeah, and we ended up again inviting people from all over the world because of the institutes, and of course, the our criteria is excellence in everything we do. And we invited people that today are superstars in the Met. And as far as conductors, they learned everything from us. We have this program called Encounter with the Masters, which is used for the winners of the competition who now receive advanced work. So the great maestros come to learn what is unwritten in books and is passed down by tradition. And then they get booked. Jobs, jobs, jobs. That's all we do, jobs.
Well, you have a background in performing. I mean, you had a little bit of renown as a performer, and you seem to have gravitated to this concentration of nurturing new talent and sponsoring performances.
I was very blessed. You know, I received a lot of scholarships, enormous amount of scholarships. Since the time I came to this country at the age of 8, all I did was sing and receive scholarships. I went to Europe at the Giuseppe Verdi on scholarship, won the Metropolitan Opera auditions, and began to concertize. Then I, of course, as a woman, I couldn't do everything all at once, and I wanted children. I got children. Unfortunately, one of them had type 1 diabetes, and so that limited very much my movement. And I founded the school and put my children in the school, so they grew up in the arts, and it paid off because my daughter became a concert pianist.
Yes, I saw
you know.
That.
Yeah. And then I was invited to sing for the Caruso, the unveiling of the postage stamp in Jersey City by Congressman Guarini. And I realized there was no such thing as a competition in his name where he made most of his career. I thought, well, that's a minus. So my job is to provide what's missing. In fact, I always say to every performance after we end, thank you for coming, love life, go out and bring what is missing in the lives of others. And so this is, my husband brought what's missing because without his, you know, his generosity and this sense of giving me the space to do it, I would never have been able to do it. So God also favored me with the right partner, and now he's going in the arts, and you know what? It's a secret. He's really good.
Well, what is he doing? You can ready to divulge a little bit of the secret?
Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah, because we also went into the theater. It's just opera and theater.
Yes.
This past, this will be the second year. Again, we brought the best from New York, a specialist in every, let's say, Shakespeare. I mean, these are seasoned people. And Leonard this year is doing Ibsen's play, An Enemy of the People.
Yes.
Which is very timely. You know, it's about what a person pays for the truth. It's the inexorable clash between expediency and truth. So it's really, really timely.
Yes, yes. And this is a Arthur Miller adaptation.
Of
the Ibsen play.
Exactly.
And so the play basically addresses, as I'm recalling, the irrational tendency of the masses. It was a response, I believe, he wrote this in response to the reaction to his previous play, Ghosts, which, because of its subject matter, which was syphilis, a sexually transmitted disease, got a lot of negative reaction in Norway at the time, and he was very aghast.
Well, you know, all artists have to work against the current. Why? Because people are afraid of something that is new, or they label something as, and in all this labeling, it's the tribal instinct, and a real artist has to go against the current because he has to be true to thyself. Be true,
right?
Yeah.
And Ibsen has generally been very much regarded, along with Strindberg, as being one of the first sort of modernist type of dramatists, of bringing, you know, of bringing drama up into the birthing of the 20th century.
Yes.
So An Enemy of the People will be performed at 7:30 p.m., I believe, on this Saturday, yeah. August 25th.
Leonard, would you tell them a little bit about the actors and about
my husband?
My husband is a lawyer by profession. So.
Okay, we're readjusting the mics here.
Let me say that the director, his name is Alec Alexander, but we call him Alec Harrington. He's a playwright and a director, very seasoned, many years. He has taught in many universities, including the HB Studio in Lower Manhattan, very well known to actors. I have taken classes there, not with them, but with eminent teachers. And the actors in this play, they're all professionals. So I look forward to bring this play, An Enemy of the People, here to Greene County. I think that those who will be able to attend will come out with a great emotional experience. And I invite all of you, especially those who love the art, to come and see this play.
Okay, so that's, again, this Saturday, the 25th, and that'll be at 7:30. Yeah. Now then, on Sunday, you have two events, which you know, as you came in, you said that the response to this, it was so spectacular, the fact that it's already sold out. But we should still continue to mention it because it sounds like an amazing situation.
Yes, but we have our theater, of course, is intimate, and it can only seat about 150, the most.
That's still 150. That's nothing to sneer at.
Yeah, about 50, more than 50 are coming down from New Jersey. By the way, they're coming to give me an award. I'm quite humbled and quite excited. And they're Italians, you know. So I thought that no one is a prophet in his own country, but I guess this time.
It's an exception.
An exception, but anyway, that's Pagliacci,
right?
And it's being directed by Camille Coppola of the New Rochelle Opera. But we have the great master, the American icon Anton Coppola, who just retired from Opera Tampa.
Yeah, he's 90 years old. 94.
Yes, but don't fool yourself because he's got it all over us.
Yeah, I should be half as productive.
Yeah. He's just amazing. In fact, all these artists come because of him, because they want to learn. They're hungry for this knowledge that he passes down.
And you've worked with him before. I mean, I
oh, yes.
looking through
through
some
the
of
the years, we have
he's
given
been a great friend
performance.
Too.
Yes, you know that he is the uncle to Francis
Ford. Yes.
Yes, and we're going to honor him on October 7th. By the way,
yes, we'll get to that too. Yeah. But I mean this performance, Pagliacci is the most
Verismo.
Yes,
Verismo theater. In contrast to what we did previously, which is strictly bel canto, La Sonnambula. Which defined Bellini and Chopin defined that century. So number was written in 1830, but now this is going to be in contrast,
right?
Because Pagliacci's Verismo. But I want to sort of take a look back and have the people there understand what we did last month.
Right. So that was an opera that you performed, that was performed last month, as
right.
the earlier part
right.
of this
in
festival.
Right, in July 26, yes.
And when you say Verismo, I mean, just to, as I understand it, so this was a particular style rooted in a post-romantic sort of realism of...
well, it's very raw emotions. I mean, Verismo from truth,
yes.
I mean, reality.
Yes.
It's not clothed in as much as in beauty.
Right.
Sometimes the real artist sacrifices the beauty of sound for the reality of what they're saying. Callas used to do that. I mean, she never spared herself.
And this was Leoncavallo's. It's his major work. I mean, it was premiered.
Right.
I believe, as I understand, Toscanini.
That's right.
Conducted the original performance in
right.
Milan in 1892,
right.
And Caruso, of course.
Was
his famous.
Right. I think the theater was Carcano in Milano.
Yes.
Oh, no, Dal Verme. No? No, wait a second. There are two theaters. My goodness, I got to look this up to be right.
Okay. Well, we can clarify this later. But, I mean, it's his premiere. It's his magnum opus. And it should be dramatic. And yes. So unfortunately, though, should people who do not have tickets, is there any chance?
Yeah, possibilities. You know what?
Yes.
Sometimes people
should
get
call.
Sick.
Yes.
They don't come because a family shows up. There are possibilities. It's like getting on a plane. You know?
Yes. All right. So we can give the contact information at the end of this, and then people can call and determine whether or not it's worth coming up for the Sunday show.
The singers are the winners of my competition, and the tenor is arriving from Finland.
Yes. His name was.
Yes, Mika Nizula.
Yes,
Mika Nizula. It is a voice. In fact, he has the built. Of the Pavarotti and the voice, if I may say, with the great potential to be another Pavarotti.
Oh.
I mean, he really
high
is
praise.
Great. Yes. And the singers are. And then another first winner is the baritone who's playing the part of Tonio. And it happens to be my student, but he's received accolades from the New York Times galore for the beauty and the timbre and poetry in his singing.
Wow.
And his artistry. As a matter of fact, maybe you should invite him. He's producing a CD now on Tosti, which I coached. But it really is worth listening to these singers.
Okay.
Wonderful singers.
I need to ask you, considering your background, do you have a special affinity for Italian operas in particular? Is this something that you, I mean, as opposed to, say, the German, the Wagners?
No. Beauty is beauty in any... In any nation, in any work of art, I mean, and the whole world contributed to the beauty of that we are listening to, and of course, specifically, you know, the emotions of Puccini are very closely akin to my personality. You know, very.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, but the beauty of sound and the control needed for the bel canto. It's haunting melodies and the simplicity also. Yeah, in fact, Wagner said, the Germans used to say, yes, but this newcomer Bellini is, you know, his, the bass, the harmonies are so thin. And so Wagner said, yes, but how come we can't write melodies like he does?
Okay, so I wanted to ask, as we begin to wrap this up, what exactly does the future hold for the Art Center? I mean, I know you touched that on this benefit that was happening in October, I believe, October 7th. You can mention a little bit about this.
Yes. Well, I believe that God has cut out a work for me. And my job is to obey. And I think that because I constantly produce and open doors, and I don't think that I would like to leave something that has enriched the lives of so many, especially in a county where it's so needed. They're hungry. People are hungry for culture and beauty. Of course, can they go to New York to pay $500 between the two? They can't. Here, so cheaply, they get the best. And I love to see people write to me and say, you moved me to tears. I love, thank you. My children now have enough. Well, it just gets my engines going. So the future is, of course, based on God's divine providence. But I do have 40 volunteers. That's no joke, you know?
Yeah.
So 40 volunteers makes a difference.
Do you plan? Do you work on the concept of like planning already for next year's festival?
My competition is biannual, so I'm doing the finals in Canada in Montreal, because we usually go like the name intercities. We began to be called overseas for the competition. And this year, next year, I'm concentrating on the competition, but I'm inviting a guest opera company excellent to do Cavalleria Rusticana di Mascagni. And this petite woman, of course, I'm not any taller than she is, but anyway, she is dynamite. Camille Coppola, a little genius in staging, and she loves to help singers. So that's what's in for next year, and of course we may have more, but it's too soon to.
Okay.
It's too soon.
So how can our listeners get more information as to this weekend's events and even the benefit that's happening on October 7th?
They can go to altocanto.org, altocanto.org, and everything is posted there.
Okay.
So they will, or they can call me, 622-0070.
518 area code.
518 yes. Area code. And I love to hear your voices.
As we all love to hear yours. the Altamura Center for Arts and Cultures is based up in Round Top. It's at 404 Winter Cove Road.
Yes.
And Ibsen's An Enemy of the People performed this Saturday, August 25th at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, the
Pagliacci at 2 p.m.
At 2. And that also features a little mini concert before.
The mini concert, yeah, pre-concert. And by the way, it ends with Hartman's pastries and my cappuccino.
I noticed in some other press, yeah, you seem to like to do that, don't you? You offer a couple of sweet treats at the end of everything.
I love, yeah, because then I get to meet the people and know,
yes.
You know, that's my reward.
The intimacy of
And to hear the comments and to be with them is a pleasure for me.
Well, it was certainly a pleasure to have you here, Leonard and Carmela Altamura. Again, this Saturday, this Sunday, you can get more information, 518-622-0070 or the website. And I want to thank you both for being
it's
here.
It's my pleasure.
WGXA.
I want to thank you for inviting us. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Happy to be here.
Okay, so we'll be back with some more WGXC. It's a Wednesday afternoon show, a little Cal Jada to kind of go off on another tangent here. But we will be back. It's 4:45 at WGXC.